dollars for this.
They don't know yet, possibly, but what they do know is that they cannot.
They usually have something. And I took my little cardigan out of the car.
They don't think they would do that.
And then have.
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is September the 12th. Congressman King, would you render a prayer for us this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you watch over us all and our loved ones, and we ask that you just bless us all and watch over us and keep us safe. And we ask that you watch over our football players tomorrow as they travel various places, and just watch over them and keep them injury free. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next would be roll call.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Big Horse?
Here. And committee, we had a, I want to thank you for the, we had a lengthy meeting yesterday, and we had some items left over from yesterday's agenda, and I wanted to, without objection, move number 11, ONCR 2422, up to the number 5 spot. So we'll be, without objection, we'll be reviewing a resolution to set compensation and reimbursement allowance for boards and commissions of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene, you have the floor, sir.
Thanks, Congressman Big Horse. There was a committee sub sent out. So I've been in contact with various boards. We're giving pay increases across the board. So as Congresswoman Rivard said yesterday, I think this deeper concept of how we, you know, establish law to form these boards probably needs to be examined. I'm not sure how we have it now where everything's under the boards and commissions is probably the smartest or most efficient way to govern. So I think that's definitely something this body can address moving forward. We have the gaming board here along with the tax commission board. The tax commission board. So I'd like to go ahead and have Ms. Rutherford come up, and then after she's done, if someone from the gaming board could also come up and kind of speak to your roles and duties and how this pay increase will justify, you know, what's going on. So go ahead, Ms. Rutherford, you have the floor. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Teresa Rutherford. I'm the chair of the Tax Commission Board. During this past year, as most of you know, the state of Oklahoma has basically attacked the tribes and has required us to do all that we can to protect our assets and our right to have taxation. So that we have, that has required a lot of extra travel for us. We meet once a month for board meetings, but we have traveled 40 different meetings across the state this year from one corner to the other, because we think it's important to stay in contact with the other tribes because there is strength in numbers. We'd like to all be on the same page when we negotiate with the state. It's been a goal for many years to do that. There's a problem in that some tribes get a little carrot waved at them and they break off. We're trying to change that mindset that if we stay together, we're going to get a better deal out of the state. This year, we'll probably negotiate or deal with at least 4 different compacts: tobacco, tribal tags, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, and motor fuels. All those need to be negotiated, which requires a lot of time, a lot of research. I spend hours on the computer doing researching what this tribe is doing, where the best options are, what the law actually says. We're meeting with, actually, Gettner Drummond. He's extended a hand to us to help us with our tobacco compact. He's actually going to support it for us, which that's a big benefit. Another thing we want to start doing is to go down to Oklahoma City and go to the Tribal Caucus, because there are so many things that are discussed there that we need to know about. Some things get sprung on us, just like the Mason Treat Act. We had no idea. That it never went to committee. It went straight to the floor and was passed. And now we have to deal with that, as you well know. But we are finding ways to bypass some of the things the state wants to do in getting our information. We don't want that to happen. We want to protect our tribal members as much as we possibly can. So we're a very busy board. And so, yes, we need additional travel. And I'm not against getting an addition to stipend either. But I would appreciate you guys supporting us. We feel like this is a more of an open door. We can always come talk to you guys when we have issues that happen. And so, thank you.
Good morning again. That was actually a lot of the same kind of thing that we do. I think, as you know, we're growing really fast with gaming, as I'm sure a few people in this room are aware. Gaming is growing at a tremendous rate, and a lot of what we need to do, I think, as a board, is be aware of what other tribes are doing. We have to attend more than just even the OIGA show. It's really important to get out there and see what other tribes are doing. We also have to know what our immediate competition is doing. So we need to be more engaged. I feel like as an entity, we have not been as engaged as we could have been in the past. I think we learn a lot when we get out and see what's going on really around the country. You learn a lot from some of these, from not only our immediate competition, but from what tribes are doing in other states. It can really give us a leg up, and we have so much going on right now. I would say I probably spend 40 hours a week right now between phone calls, computer, just head down into this. And my board members that I have right now are really responsive. They also spend a lot of time. We're spending a lot of work, but as you know, we're blessed right now. We have 7 properties, probably are getting ready to have more. We're getting ready to change our focus, our image, our level of service. So we have a lot going on, and there's travel involved. We need to see what's out there so we can make some comparisons and do some changing, do some training, and obviously help with that would be appreciated. We also have to keep up with, I guess, the legal environment, because that's a kind of on 911 status for us always. I think Speaker Shaw is highly aware of some of the benefits of getting out there and seeing what some of the other nations do with their growth and how that's exploded their economic situation when you go out and see what some of the other nations have done. And appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Chair. And I wanted to highlight these two boards because I think we're uniquely vulnerable in two ways here. So with gaming, we have the out-of-state Missouri project, which obviously takes a lot more time and effort. And with us recently, unfortunately, losing our reservation case, so We're never going to stop. We're going to be vigilant to keep battling that in the courts. But there's an upcoming Oklahoma Supreme Court case over civil jurisdiction, the state's ability to, it's a taxation case, Strobel versus the state of Oklahoma. So we have to be keenly aware of what's going on the civil side, because that's taxation and regulatory. So the way this board is structured, they go to these meetings. Like Teresa said, it's very important to even meet with, I don't know if enemies is your right word, but, you know, the forces that don't believe we have a reservation. So we got to keep showing up. We got to keep just engaging and getting the information to see how we're going to craft that reservation fight. So I just wanted to point out that how we are uniquely vulnerable in two areas where these boards' workloads have increased. So I would encourage my colleagues to support this increase. And I think we do need to reexamine how we classify the boards in law as well. So I appreciate all questions. Go ahead, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. Committee, any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes. I'm looking at the file bill on the website. Have we adopted the committee sub yet? Or did you say there is a committee sub? Or did I misunderstand you?
I don't think we've adopted the committee sub, right? It's just been distributed.
Is there a... I think you gave it to us just in a piece of paper, and it's got eaten by all the rest of my pieces of paper. So I'd really like to take a look at it if it's in an email somewhere.
Yeah.
And I have another question as well, Chairman. Have you reviewed the difference in cost across the board? You know, we appropriate a certain amount of money to our boards and commissions, distributed out throughout the budget. Have you looked at what's the difference in what we currently,
what
the current compensation for our boards,
Chair, if I may,
to what your suggestion is?
Congressman Keene?
I provided you a physical piece of paper that showed that yesterday. So I can give it to you. I got one right with me right now if you want to see that.
Thank you.
Point of order, Chair.
Congressman Keene.
Do I need to formally announce something to adopt the committee sub, or how does this work exactly? I need help with this.
Make a motion.
Yes, you make a
Chair.
Madam Clerk.
I did not receive this committee substitute in email yesterday when the rest of the committee did. I received it this morning at 10:39. So I did stamp it, and it was just sent out, so everyone should have it in their email now. When you do read it in, make sure you read the timestamp and the date. Thank you,
Madam Clerk.
Chair.
Congressman Keene.
I make a motion to adopt the Resolution number ONCR 2422, committee sub, timestamp 10:36 a.m., September 12, 2024. Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. We're on a committee substitute. And Congressman Whitehorn, you had a question?
My question was, what's the cost of this new committee sub? And I'm understanding the figures are on this piece of paper, so I'm going to review it right now. I haven't had the opportunity to do so yet.
Committee, any other questions?
Yes, Chair.
Congresswoman Reward?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Congressman Keene, and I see you're trying to address an issue that we've been talking about for a little while, and I think some the gaming folks have some resolution as far as, you know, how they're seeing their financials and things of that nature, but what makes this morning about this meeting make me feel good is that we have two important boards here together, and they're sharing information, as I think it should be. I'll keep bringing it up every time I can, back to Congresswoman Lemon's bill about training. We're out here trying to fight a fight, and then we have some board members that don't even understand our process and procedures within our own government, and that's not their fault. It's like we need to have board orientation, because I felt like we're here because there's a lack of understanding in the process on how we do stipends and travel, that is something that I'd like to look at in the boards and commissions, of course, during the interim. But I don't disagree with the travel. I most certainly do not. I would like to look at the compensation, the stipend as well. But we've got a couple of boards here, but we don't have representation from all the boards. So I think that we would want to do that as well. What are they saying? What are they thinking? We have other boards, that I'd like to hear from the Gaming Commission.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you for bringing that up, Congresswoman Rebar, because this also includes the Health Board, which is paid out of their own budget, which is separate from what we are doing here. If I remember, we've changed it. Have we changed it again? They have their own, and they pay it out of their own third-party billing, is what I remember. But I could be wrong.
Chair, if I may, I would agree with you, because I think if this body has established those boards, and they should be paid for out of tribal dollars. That's my own opinion.
We had that conversation, but they were willing to pay for it themselves, and so we allowed that. But that's where we are, correct?
Well, that's kind of been something that's been inconsistent since I've been on the Congress, is when I first got here, gaming were, they were taking care of their own board budget, but then other boards weren't. And so there's just this inconsistency. So again, back to your bill, the training, the structure, and let's looking at this. I have no problem with revisiting.
I have follow-up, sir.
Follow-up.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. So I do recall the conversation that we had concerning the Health Board, and I will be reaching out to the Health Board. I'm not saying I'm against any of this these increases at this point in time. What I do know is when you talked about the commission not being here, Congresswoman Rivard, I have spoke with someone on the commission, and it's interesting. They were like, you guys really should consider looking at increasing the, discussing basically a possible increase in the stipends and the travel. And I said, it's something that we do look at, but it's something that we haven't really kept up with the inflation. That's just my opinion. I can't speak for anyone else, but we all know that it's here. And so I'm happy to see that we are discussing this. But back to your comment about training, forecasting in that training would be helpful to understand that there are going to be years that they are going to travel more, and there's going to be years that they're not going to travel as much based on what you're up against. The example would be the tax commission, of course. There's been a lot more travel required and needed. We don't know how long that's going to happen. And so I'm glad it's here. I will be speaking to the Health Board to find out, what their thoughts are. I can't imagine that they would say, no, we don't want more money. I don't know anybody that would say, no, we don't want more money. But thank you for the time.
Congressman Keene.
I'm just going to be frank here. I mean, I understand, we would want all the boards here, but I don't see, as not having a certain board's representation here as some kind of impediment to passing this through. As Congressman Lemon said, it's an increase across the board. We've heard from two of our boards here. I have been in contact with other board members as far as the foundation cultural. Of course, like Congresswoman said, they're fine with it. I just don't feel like, I don't know if formality is the right word, but yeah, I don't think we should postpone this and say, well, we need to have all the boards here to give their input on just giving them an increase in travel and stipend. I just don't think that's necessary. We're the body lawfully charged with appropriating monies. We're increasing the travel and stipend across the board. That's what we're doing. We're in a healthy spot financially as a nation. I mean, that's basically my pitch. So, I would encourage the committee not to be flippant to any other of my colleagues' concerns. I'm just saying I would encourage us to get this out of committee. So, thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. I'm well aware of what our job is. The other part of our job is asking questions. That's the other part of our job, and it's important. And the people, there's people listening in. And when we don't ask questions and we just let everything go through, they wonder, well, what are you getting paid for? We elect you to ask questions. That's what we're doing. We're just in the second week of this session. We've got plenty of time. But we do. And there's no one here that doesn't support this. No one. But I do have a question. And we've all been speaking to the boards. I'm not so sure at this point that the Tax Commission and the Gaming Commission are not doing at this point like business work. I don't even, they're a commission, yes, and they're separated out by that word commission, but they're at this point doing like legitimate business, like the business boards. And I said, I want to look at what does that look like? And it's not going to probably be done in this session, but my question is how, and maybe you spoke to this and I didn't hear you. And if so, I'm sorry. How did you come up with these numbers? Because advisory board aside and non-business board aside, we have the health board, which received about a $2,000 increase. The business board, which received about a $6,000 increase or $5,000. And then the commission boards went from $9,900 to $21,900, and included under the commission boards are the Gaming Commission, the Tax Commission, the War Memorial Commission. Now, there's a drastic difference in those commissions. The Tax Commission and the Gaming Commission are very different bodies of work than the War Memorial Commission. So help me to understand, how did you come up with the numbers?
Congressman Keene.
Well, as far as the Gaming Commission and Tax Commission, I just looked at the past 2 years of events going on as far as administrative hearings, conferences, just the aggregate work that, you know, just kind of a broad overview of that. And I agree, the War Memorial is, they don't do as much work, basically.
Well, what?
That's
what,
true.
Okay.
But, so that's where I'm saying, I think we do need to examine how we even structure these things in the future.
Because the War Memorial Commission is, it's a commission, but it is not charged with doing, yes, the work that the Tax Commission does and the Gaming Commission. So it does need work. This does need work. It needs work. And this is a great first start, but I'm not willing to just vote it out today just to vote it out. I mean, that, and my question in and of itself is a reason to, I'm not saying I disagree with the numbers here, but I did, you know, it's a legitimate question. How did you come up with the numbers? Because the health board, which received a $2,000 increase, I bet if we had them here, they'd say, hey, we're building a multi-million, we were charged with doing a lot of work to get this multi-million dollar clinic going, and we get a $2,000 increase, but everyone else gets a 5 or a 10. And I have not heard from anyone on the health board, directly about
this, I'm just saying, I'm not going to say I wouldn't like to hear from them, though. That's where I'm at. Okay. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Chair Bighorse. And thank you. That was some of my comments, too, was about the way that this is designed. And I guess I have a question, if any of you that were here before me. Why is it that Congress decided to even set board stipends and travel in the first place, instead of just considering requests from the boards directly?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Well, that was done in the first Congress, so I do not, and I was not part of the first Congress. I was part of the second Congress, and then, of course, to now. But, and that would, Trey might remember that, because Trey was here before I was here. He may recall what that was. I do recall, and there was a question about boards paying their own, their own budget. And I think at that point that we talked about that, APC, you're on the line. Maria and Maker, I think we were all serving together. But at one point in time, we had a board, and it was a gaming board, that said, we want to make $55,000 a year, and we think we're worth it, and we're talking about paying it ourselves. And and there were members that were like, no. But at the end of the day, even if it's a board that is paying it themselves, we appropriate the dollars here. That is our job. So there's no, because I think that at the time, people were afraid that boards would just go crazy, if you will, if they had the money to spend on their boards, that they would. But it still has to get appropriated from this body. And so there was a question yesterday about a board budget. And I feel like this is relevant to the conversation of the admin assistant that is not included in the board budget. But we do know that the admin assistant exist, and that's paid by the casino. That was a conversation between the board, Congress, and Congress was kind of brought in at the later end of it. But the admin assistant, who reported to the board, but the board was not there 40 hours a week. But the admin assistant was in fact full time. It made sense between the board and casino management for the casino to oversee that employee. And so they said, you know what, we'll pay for that employee. We're going to pay for that employee. You all use them for taking notes and calling roll, but we can keep that person busy 40 hours a week, and we can hold them accountable for being here 40 hours a week, whereas you could not. So that's what happened there. Is Trey on the line? Yeah, I don't see him. Okay, so I don't have the answer to your initial question, sorry.
Okay, Trey. My follow-up, Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. So that was one of my questions, was the original intent, where that came from. And then, the other, I'll say it every time, I don't know why it's we say we will address the resolution every odd year. And I'm not for sure what the intent of that was either.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It was just to make sure that it would be something that this body reviewed, and it wasn't something that fell by the wayside, that it was reviewed in a timely manner. And I'll go ahead and speak to, if I may, this time, 4 years ago, maybe even more than that, the executive was looking to shrinking the board budgets to the point that they even got rid of a board. So it was a factor of economics, because everybody thought we had too many boards and we were paying the boards too much. So it was a shrinkage that the executive was trying to do in their budget. And that's why some of these budgets are really low. I think we had a board even go away for a little while, didn't we? And now they're back again because they're necessary. So that's my recollection of why. And then we need to, I think every odd year is just a function of us looking at them and seeing what our boards are doing. And I do have a place in the line that I'd like to keep, but I was just responding.
Mr. Gill?
Chairman.
Hold on just a second, Assistant Chief. Mr. Gill's on.
Okay.
Okay. So I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn for the most part. I seem to remember that there was some concern that we weren't treating all of the boards the same way. There were wild variations in how they were compensated. And so the effort was put together to put the boards and commissions act together to make the terms uniform, and the compensation became part of that bill. And then this was, you know, how we ended up. Is it perfect? Probably not. So, but that's what I remember.
Follow up, Chair.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Rebarn.
Yes, thank you. And I appreciate that because I was, you know, things, again, there's nothing wrong, Congressman Keene, with us addressing this. This has been an issue. If you look at our advisory boards and you compare the traditional cultural advisors committee, which is now increased to 9 because of the amount of work that they are doing, you can tell they are doing way more now than they probably were, you know, when I first started serving on Congress again. Versus our foundation, our Osage Nation Foundation Board, they only meet quarterly right now. So for them to be treated the same as the traditional cultural advisors who are meeting, you know, monthly and maybe more so, but here's the problem, I can't ask them because we've only invited certain boards. And I would have preferred this be filled up with every chair from every board. So we could just kind of, you know, where are you guys at? What's it looking like? And maybe not now, but I think in another committee that we should do that. So,
Congressman Keene.
Council Gill, I got a question. So, and I agree. I've been enlightened by my colleagues here. We probably need to table this and then address it again. I think there's a meeting next Wednesday. So, I see with the commission board, that War Memorial Commission, is there a way to move that to an advisory board or? How would we do that? Go
ahead. So we would have to amend the Boards Act itself because there's language in there that designates that each board is, you know, one type of board and that they're all defined. And so we would have to go back and address that. Or we have to repeal the Boards Act and start treating them, you know, individually and go back to that system.
Mean. Oh, there's green. Okay. So as my other colleagues said, I support this. I think we do need to review this and we do need to come up to the levels, you know, and set our stipends appropriately. So I agree with this. I agree that it still needs work. It doesn't need to go out the door today, but I think the thing that for me, as one individual congressman, I would be remiss if I did not ask Mr. Frazier, our budget analyst, to look and see annually what the cost differential is from where we are. I know it needs to change from where we are, but I need to see the whole of what we are at, because we did go through a period when I was on Congress years before that it's like, oh, the board budgets are way too much. We have all these boards for everything. And I don't feel that way anymore. I've seen our boards mature and really step into knowing what their function is. And I might say without training, you guys have figured your roles out. And some boards are still are catching up with you. But I think we're going to see our boards mature as we go on, and I think they need to be paid accordingly. So I would like to visit this again in committee, Congressman King.
Congressman Keene?
I will get in contact with the other board members. I want to get with Trey as well. So, yeah, we've got to get this war memorial somehow to an advisory. I mean, like I said, there's going to be a lot of work to do with this. So, and I apologize for just kind of trying to rush this through without proper consultation. So, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Chairman.
Yes, Assistant Chief.
Yeah, I can concur with what Congresswoman Whitehorn said and others. This has been kind of a moving target, and the reality is some boards work more than other boards. That's just the reality of it, and that's why there's different, I guess, classifications of boards, and of just being aware of and communicating with board members, I am aware that the travel needs to be increased for certain boards, particularly the Gaming Enterprise Board and right now the Tax Commission. You know, again, there is a reality that the workload is different from a commission, an advisory board, or enterprise board. But, you know, having been a part of this for 12 years, it has been kind of a moving target. I think Congressman King's bill or resolution is warranted. As far as the discussion, you know, that's kind of difficult when you start saying, well, this board does more than that, and that one, that's a commission, and that's an advisory board. It's just a little bit difficult when you start, you know, having members of the boards, commissions, board, whatever. I personally support, the chief and I have not talked about this. I suspect that he supports it, but I personally, you know, having been around the block a time or two, I support this, and I think it's something that is, I guess it's worth talking about more. When Congressman Keene said, let's just not let this parked in committee and not talk about it more, initially I thought, yeah, I agree. Let's move on this. But yeah, and again, what Council Gill said earlier, right, I concur with what he said as well. It's hard to quantify what one board does compared to the other. And at the end of the day, the travel needs to be increased. And when board members are working 20, 30, 40 hours a week, then they need to be compensated for it. So those are my thoughts, and thank you for the time. And I will be there soon. I had to run up by the house that I'm building.
Chair, thank you, Assistant Chief. And I agree. One thing we need to keep in mind is we have given increases to almost everyone, but we've overlooked these boards and commissions. So, Congressman Keene?
I can't get this out of my head that if you went back to when they created this law, you would never say it's a good idea to craft this law like this. So I'm of the mind it's better to fail fast. I think we should probably just blow the way this is structured up and craft a new way to do this. Because this doesn't, the way these are grouped like this, the rigidness of that, it does not make sense. It really doesn't. And like Assistant Chief Walker said, I mean, it's been a moving target. We just haven't really ever, you know, planted our feet and went after it. So That's just my two cents. Yeah, we definitely need to talk about this again in committee, but the way these are grouped like this, man, it's just not practical, in my opinion, legally speaking. Go ahead. Thank you.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yeah. And you've heard everyone say, I just said that 3 days ago in the last meeting. This needs an overhaul. And we know that. And the first Congress, listen, they moved mountains as far as I'm concerned. They did a lot of work. But does it fit us now? No. And are we the same today as we were then? Nope. We are not, but that is why I said, I honestly think that this could be something. Now, if we choose to change the money aspect and do the overhaul of what defines what board in the interim and do a special session, I guess that's the route we go. I would caution this. Sponsor, that if we change the numbers and then go in and change the definition of what a board is and move someone from making $5,000 a year to 15 now and then move them back to 5 later, you're going to have some very upset board members. The travel, absolutely. And the travel needs to be addressed for number one. It's just become more expensive to travel. I mean, $3,000 for a board member, that's, I don't even know if that's one trip at this point with a hotel and airfare. So, yes, but I think that a member could probably really tackle this and get it done this session? Yeah, I do. But it's going to have to take more than a couple of committee meetings. That means you're going to have to work on it in the evening, on the weekends, and keep everyone in the loop and just keep us in the loop of what you're thinking and file a bill and let's work through it. We've got 3 more weeks. And do I think that can be done? Yeah, I do. I do. So that's kind of where all of this needs to be addressed for sure.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to postpone ONCR 2422 to the call of the chair.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed? Motion passes. That would bring us to item number 5, ONCA 2487. And I'm going to ask the sponsor, do we need to postpone this to next meeting so we can have this in executive session?
No, I think I'm going to be able to work around it. Ross, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am. First of all, I think we have an amendment, Chair, that's needed.
Chair, if I may, sir.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Chair Big Horse. I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 2487, page 1, line 16 and 24, strike executive branch and insert real property purchase fund.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Congresswoman. I think everyone that was in the last meeting agrees on that amendment. You have a committee sub. It provides a description. This was a courtesy sponsorship, but I almost hate to say that because I've been an advocate for this department getting
a new home that is needed. So, but I also don't want any Congress members to feel like they're voting in the dark. I want all of their questions answered. We don't have an executive session. So, Ross, I'm going to ask you, and all you need to say is yes or no. Do you have a facility with this amount of money to purchase that will provide a home for wildland fire that you all can grow into?
Yes, this property that we are looking at
would
adequately meet our needs, yes.
Thank you. And do you foresee needing more money in the future to provide like refurbishing or, and if the answer is yes, then do you know if that will be an appropriation that will come out of the General Treasury Fund, or is that something that could possibly come out of the Property Improvement Fund?
And yes, but I think it could come out of the Property Improvement Fund.
Possibility. Okay. Okay. That is all I, that's all I have heard members that have spoke to me directly of what they would want to know. And, that's all I have. Thank you, Chair.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Director Walker, I'm glad you're here. And like we spoke yesterday, I'm supportive of you guys having your home. You need one with all of the equipment you have and for what you do. And I was the one that my questions were, a lot of times this body, we are charged with appropriating the funds to buy a facility. And then it turns out we need to put $2 million more into the facility. So I guess that question was for my benefit that Congresswoman Goodfox was asking, do you see it taking a whole lot of dollars to make it an adequate facility? I know that you're not the construction person, but you know, I'd hate to be slapped with $2 million more, or even $1 million more is a lot of money to make it into what you need. So that's my question. I'd like to know that going in with my eyes wide open that, yeah, we're gonna spend another $1 million on making it fit your needs.
No, maybe a fraction of that. Maybe at the most $250,000, maybe.
Okay, thank you. That helps me.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Director Walker, for those comments, because I'm a co-sponsor on this bill, because I understand the need. And but again, here we go. We're buying a piece of property. You know, do we need to, you know, would it be cheaper to build a new one? I don't know, but I'm assuming that you've been thinking of that. And so I'm glad to hear that you think the cost to renovate would be small, because I want us to get out of the habit of buying beat up buildings because we're in a crisis mode, and then dumping millions in, and then, you know, the value doesn't match the price tag. And so I want to be better stewards. So I appreciate that you're thinking the same, Director Walker. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So, Director Walker, is it correct for me to believe that the people on the executive support this purchase for Wildland Fire Department?
Yes, that is correct for you to believe.
Okay. And Assistant Principal Chief, are you still on?
Yes.
Would you say his evaluation of the need to make it be a facility that would fit this department is accurate?
Yes, it's a perfect location. the square footage is big. It has office space and room to store their equipment. So yes, I, again, not supporting, again, my brother, but no, I think this is needed, and this is a unique opportunity for us to buy a piece of property that happens to be in a perfect location for them to respond to fires that happen in locations typically in Osage County, and without having to drive through town in a rush and so on and so forth. So yes, I think this is a good idea.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, I have two things, sir. So the first is with regards to all the infrastructure we've been speaking about lately, wherever we purchase this property, do you feel like the infrastructure solid?
Is that directed towards me or Assistant Chief?
No, I'm talking to you, Director Walker, not Assistant Chief.
Yes, the infrastructure is solid, and you mentioned we couldn't, you know, I've thought of all kinds of options, and with this, you know, for the price we're asking, there's no way we could even build equivalent to what we're getting.
Okay. I just don't want to put that on another, you know, Congress 5 years down the road, and we're like, they need $8 million because it fell apart. Because that's where we are now on some of the property. So, Chair, if I may, I'd like to make a motion to send ONCA 24-87 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Hold up just 1 second. We have a question, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have two last questions. Have we done any inspections or appraisals of the property at this time?
So the appraisal question would be, I believe, real estate. That might be a Natasha Yancey question. And then also as far as an inspection, that may be Secretary Johnson's question.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, then I'd like to expand that question to Ms. Yancey. Has there been an appraisal on this piece of property? And to Secretary Johnson, have there been any inspections to make sure that we have running water and it's going to be pretty much move-in ready?
Chair.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Yancey and KP Gilmore have both been out there, and they've checked it over with Jeannie Heron and Mr. Walker.
We can't.
I believe the appraisal is complete. Natasha can better answer that.
Ms. Yancey?
Yes. We have an appraisal. We should have it in the next day or so. But I did speak with the appraiser yesterday, and he gave me an amount of where he believes the appraisal or the price will be.
Ms. Yancey, could you repeat yourself?
Yes. Okay. So we do have an appraisal. We should be receiving it in the next day or so. I did speak with the appraiser. He gave me an estimate as to where he was, he believed the price to be for the property. And it's pretty well in line with what we are requesting.
Any further questions, committee? Congresswoman Rivard?
Chair, I'd like to withdraw my motion and restate that I would like to Make a motion that ONCA 2487 is sent to Congress with the committee sub as amended, the due pass recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Committee, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Could I request that when the appraisal gets sent to Ms. Yancey's office, that they also send a copy of that to Congress? Because this has a few days working its way through on the floor, and that way it would give Congress members it would give me a good feeling about how I cast my vote. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Did you, Ms. Yancey, did you understand her request?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Committee, yesterday we left off, I know the annual plan is next, but we have 2473 and 2475. We went over these yesterday and was just missing a little item or two. So I'd like to move on down to number seven, section 71, visitor center. And you should have in your email Wednesday 10:49. There's some supporting docs. Secretary Big Horse, is Ms. Hudgens here? Congresswoman Revard?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I believe at this point, from my recollection, what we needed to do with Section 71 was to say that we reviewed it for our minutes.
Okay. If Congresswoman Whitehorn?
And I don't think, yeah, you're right. We didn't say we reviewed it because we just adopted a committee substitute, and I don't think we looked at the committee substitute. And I can't really even recall what was it to include an awning? Is that why this? Yeah, I don't recall what the committee substitute was for.
Okay, thank you. The committee substitute, as described yesterday, was for additional. She needed additional personnel.
Committee substitutes.
Okay, thank you. The committee substitute, as described yesterday.
So, Chair, if I may continue.
Yes, continue.
That was my recollection of the amendment, was that she you know, spoke to the, she had permission through the Secretary of Treasury and everything to amend her budget to include additional staffing. Stay open on the weekends, because remember the museum was closed on Monday. No, and I think the awning she said would probably come out of the, maybe the PIF or some other area, but she just wanted us to know that that was noted. So you're right, we adopted the committee sub, but we amended it into the bill, but we didn't say we reviewed it, and that's just for the minutes.
If there's no further questions, we will show Section 71 Visitor Center as reviewed.
Chair, if I may, on the next section, on 72, the Wajaji Connect, we had asked Dr. Trumbly to submit an annual plan, which we received yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was in our communication. stamped in 24-357.
Committee, are there any questions regarding the Wasatchi Connect support docs? Hearing none, we will show Section 72, Wasatchi Connect, as reviewed. That would move us down to the National Park Service. And also, you received an email regarding the National Park Service. It is a grant.
Is Dr. Hunter on the line? If not, I can speak on it.
Okay. Secretary Bighorst.
Okay, this is National Park Service FY25 Historical Preservation Grant that was awarded to Osage Nation Historical Preservation, and it's to support Section 106 and to with compliance and objectives and to help procure field supplies as needed for them to carry on their operation. And the award was $101,852.
Thank you, sir. Committee, are there any questions? Seeing none, we will show Section 28, National Park Service, as reviewed. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Mr. Chairman.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Does that complete this committee's review of ONCA 2473 and ONCA 2475, to your knowledge?
It does, 2473, and I'm not sure about 2475. It does.
How do we handle moving it back to where it needs to go?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I'm not on appropriations. I'm not the speaker, but I am chair of GovOps, and and we were the first committee to get through all of their sections. And so how I chose to handle it with the committee is that we are leaving it there until I hear from the speaker and the clerks that every other committee of jurisdiction has gotten through the tribal and non-tribal bills, and at that point we will move them out so that they don't hit the floor, and we have to keep making a motion every 3 days to leave it there, and we've done that before in the past, and there's just no point in it. We're just going to leave it there. I'm going to wait to hear from speaker and clerks, and when she says everyone has done their job and reviewed and you can now move it out, that's when I plan to move it out as chair of GovOps.
Thank you. That helps me.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfield.
I will make a motion to postpone ONCA 2473 and ONCA 2475 to the call of the chair.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next on the agenda, we'd move back up to number 6, fiscal year 2025 Osage Casinos annual plan of operations. We will need an executive session on this one.
Motion to enter executive session to discuss proprietary and or confidential information regarding the fiscal year 2025 Osage Casino annual plan of operations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none,